This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
How excited are we that we're on air together?
Oh, it's very exciting. Now, here at Joy, we get the papers delivered very early.
We do.
In the morning.
Yes.
And we like to go through them to see if there's anything topical that we need to talk about. But some days they're not there.
They're not there.
And I found out why.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, my God. Tell us.
I have found out why.
Oh, because it really annoys me when I have to go over across the road and get my copy.
And some days one of them's just ripped out. Someone likes to take, I think, the Herald Sun is their favourite.
Yeah, and they leave us the plastic bag.
They leave us the plastic bag and the age. But this morning I figured out why on some days there is no paper delivery downstairs.
Talk
and it's not just Joy that gets it, it's other offices
in
the building. So there's a stack that's there.
Mm.
And this morning, as I'm approaching the building, there's a man and he's got the stack. And I said, what are you doing with those? I said, you know, we need them for here. And he just mumbled and I couldn't understand him at all.
Yeah.
And he grabbed them and I was like, oh, can I just take one? And he pulled them away quite violently from me.
Oh, my God.
And he walked over to the bin and threw them in the bin, turned around and then stuck his finger up at me. That's what's happening to them.
Oh my God, you are kidding me.
No, I'm not. And I didn't want to sort of challenge him because I don't know what, you know, he might have been under the influence or
I would have challenged him.
No.
He probably would have knocked me out.
He was like in army gear or something.
He probably doesn't believe in news.
Maybe that's what it is. Or maybe he's cleaning up the streets and he thinks it's just
rubbish. The news is rubbish. Get rid of this crap.
But I can't believe that's what's been happening.
That's what's been happening.
That is hilarious.
So we must have just missed him. But this morning I caught him red-handed.
Did you run away when he stuck his finger up at you?
No. I just smiled. I thought, you know what? There's something going on.
You're so humble.
Well, there's something going on there. I didn't want to challenge you. At first I thought, look, let him have them. He's going to read them. But then when you put him in the bin. Doesn't matter. We at least know what's happened to
our
papers.
That's actually really funny.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I can't wait to do the show with you this morning. We've got so much to talk about.
Coming up, but some bad news about coffee, if you're a coffee drinker, which we are.
God.
I need your help.
Yes, talk to me.
I've got to cut down my coffee.
Oh, darling, you knock them back like crazy.
I knock them back. I don't know how many I have a day.
I once heard your glass slam down once and I was giggling my head off. Like you just pulled it back like you were having a tequila shot.
Because I do. I have little espresso.
Yeah, I know you do.
Straight back. But I've got to cut it down.
Yeah, you're having about, how many do you have a day?
I reckon about seven.
That's full on, Warren.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, seven cups of coffee a day is a lot.
But I have two as soon as I get up.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to cut it down. And there's a, you know,
Is there a reason why you want to cut it down, though? Just someone had it talking to you.
No one's had it talk to me. I just feel like it might be a little bit excessive.
Yes. Yeah.
And but you said recently you were going to cut it out completely.
Yeah, I'm going to be realistic about cutting it out. So I'm not going to do it while we're doing radio, but when we have a little break, I'm going to start the process.
So you're going to do it over the Christmas period.
Yeah, I'm going to do it over the Christmas period and just cut it out and see what happens. I'm going to give it 30 days.
Are you going to go cold turkey or are you going to
I'm going to go cold turkey. No, look, I go cold turkey with anything that I give up, you know, like sugar, you give it up. You don't go cold turkey and have a little bit, you know what I mean? It's like the fags. You don't just have one and I'll, you know, cut down. You just do it.
Okay. So what's your reason? You reckon because it's...
I personally think that it takes away all my nutrients and I have too much coffee. So when I'm having good food, it rips it apart.
Rips it apart.
And I actually think it doesn't do anything for my anxiety.
Actually, that's a really good point because it is apparently it is linked to anxiety as well.
Yeah, and I get more tired on it.
Well, there's another reason why we should give it up as well because apparently... coffee yields are decreasing due to climate change.
Right.
They are. Fair Trade Australia and New Zealand has produced a report on the climate risks of coffee and they've found that the total area suitable
this is making me want to have a coffee.
For growing it is going to be halved by 2050. And if global warming goes unchecked...
I need a coffee to stay awake.
It's going to vanish.
Oh, no.
How's that?
That's terrible.
So prices are going to go through the roof anyway.
That's right. Well, look, you're paying $4 for a coffee these days, mate.
So I reckon if we
charges more than that, what's the point?
Well, if we get in now, we can do it. we can ease ourselves off it.
Yeah.
And we can do it for the health reasons.
Do you know what we should do? Coffee enemas. We'll talk about that some other time. But coffee enemas are basically, instead of drinking the coffee
up my bum.
You stick coffee up your bum and it cleans out your digestive system. That's what it does. And it pulls out all those toxins.
But you still absorb the coffee.
Well, you bum does for a little bit.
You know what I mean? I'm not doing a coffee enema. It's according
Trust
to
me,
seven.
It's cheaper.
Hey, you got a Facebook friend. We've all got one. Got one friend.
I think I've got one left with all the culling I've done of late.
You know, someone who does all those
duck lip
things.
Selfies,
and
like
I still
yourself.
Know, I never get that duck. I've never done a duck lip pose in my life. Or, you know, someone who just puts lame quotes everywhere.
Annoying. Yep.
Right?
I probably annoy people too.
Now, there's lots of studies that show these friends are driven by a need to belong, right, or a desire to appear or successful or whatever.
We've got all those friends on Facebook.
But there's a new study that suggests they're also more materialistic.
Right, okay.
Yep, the German study suggests that they use Facebook more frequently and intensely than anyone else.
Well, that kind of makes sense because every time I see a duck lip person out at a cafe or a restaurant, they're always on their phone.
But there's more to it because these people also accrue more friends, but not because they like them.
No, of course not.
So they're into numbers.
It's all about I know what it's about. It's about the audience. They want a larger audience.
The study that one of the authors says materialistic people use Facebook more frequently because they tend to objectify their Facebook friends. In other words, they are acquire their Facebook friends to increase their possessions.
Cool. Oh, wow.
So they treat them as possessions.
Yes.
Not so I thought they were just like to be popular.
Yeah.
But they actually look at them as possessions, their numbers.
Right.
They also said narcissists use Facebook for self-glorification. People with low self-esteem use it for interacting with others for feeling better.
Yeah.
But materialists use it to acquire and promote possessions.
You know what?
There is one
particular guy that I unfriended about a year ago, and he sent me a friend request, right? And it was only because he knew that I was on radio and he was in media as well. And I unfriended him the day that he walked past me. I waved at him. He didn't know who the hell I was, and he just kept walking. And I thought, but he'd always put pictures of his brand new house and his brand new suit and his brand new teeth and his brand new friends.
Right.
And it was just, and he had something like 4,000 friends. And I've never got that. Why do you have so many friends? And it's about building an audience. Now, that's not to say that every person that's got 4,000 friends is a narcissist, by no means, but it makes
Or a materialist.
Or materialist, but it does make a lot of sense as to why, you know what I mean? It's self-promotion at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Now, however, they also having pointed that out, they were pretty keen to not blame social media itself,
right.
So let's not demonise Facebook. Instead, they describe social media as simply a tool that accommodates pre-existing human desires.
Yeah, of course.
So social media platforms are not that different from other activities in life. They are functional tools for people who want to attain goals in life.
Yeah.
So there you go. Now, I want to know, why have you got 4,000 Facebook friends?
Hey, listen, apparently dogs are sleepwalking.
Really?
Yeah. In the paper it says today here, a quarter of dog owners have seen their pets sleepwalking. 99% said their dogs had vivid dreams involving them barking, growling, or even trying to run. Dr. Robert White Adams, a vet and a dog expert, said the survey by pet food firm WAG showed similarities between animals and humans. It is difficult to prove, but the behaviour exhibited by our pets while they sleep convinces us that they are dreaming. Now, have you ever had this experience with your little fuzzy bear?
I haven't seen him sleepwalk, but although sometimes I do, he has a bed outside my bedroom.
He probably sleeps.
Sometimes I do hear pitter-patter, but I think he's just...
hear the fridge door open.
Pours himself a drink. But he does, he barks in his sleep, but he barks with his mouth shut.
Oh,
it's very cute.
So he's dreaming.
But I have noticed
he's dreaming of a new owner.
Probably. sometimes his eyes are open when he's dreaming too.
Yes.
And they're darting all over the place.
Oh.
I noticed that. I don't know what he's dreaming about.
He's so cute.
I'd love to find out.
Yeah, imagine.
British Airways are changing their boarding procedure, and passengers who pay the lowest fares will be forced to board last.
Pay up, buddy, if you want to be at the front line.
According to an internal newsletter issued by British Airways, when a passenger checks in, whether online or at the airport, they'll be assigned a group number
right.
between 1 and 5. And this number is then displayed on the boarding pass or printed on your mobile or whatever. The lower the number, the earlier the passenger will be allowed to board.
Oh, no way.
So how's that?
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Are you one of these people that, you know, when you board a plane,
yeah.
do you, as soon as they say, you know, flight blah, blah, blah is ready to yeah. board, do you rush?
I rush ahead.
Do you?
I get really, I don't know why I do it, but I do. I rush ahead. And as soon as the plane has landed, I'm the first one that's up going, you know.
Get out.
I always
sit back and wait for the queue because I think you're all going to be sitting on your bums for 20 hours
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I should
long.
Be doing, but I'm standing there like looking at everyone like a guard dog.
Ready to get on.
Yeah. You're ready to get on and off.
Have you ever dated a travel princess?
I've never. Oh, my God. I think if I think about all my exes, they would all be travel princesses, actually, for sure.
I dated a guy a little while ago and he said to me, he goes, I'm a travel princess.
In what sense, though? How?
Just likes to fly business class, go into the lounges.
Oh, okay.
And it turned me right off.
Yeah.
There was sort of, you know, I mean, we all love to treat ourselves.
Of course we do.
Now
yeah.
and then. All those who are lucky enough, to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But some people aren't.
No, exactly
as
right.
As fortunate. And I don't know, it just, there was this sense of privilege
yeah.
about him. And I just thought, hang on, you know, be a bit humble.
Yeah.
I don't, like, relax. Right, I yeah. was right.
You wouldn't
off.
Want to take him camping, would you?
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine? Make some porridge with what? What do you mean? Yeah,
I'm not eating that. So no. So you're not a travel princess. You just
no,
like
look,
to queue
just,
up straight
like,
away.
Yeah, all I like to do is queue up straight away and get off straight away, and that's it. And that's my only anxiety. But other than that, mate, I'm easy. I freak out when there's a bit of turbulence. I probably wail a bit too loud and people freak out. But other than that, I'm an easy date. You know what I mean?
I don't mind the turbulence.
Don't you freak out?
No.
Oh my God! As soon as this slim shaking,
but I can see
the first
everyone
thing I do is
freaking.
Look at everybody. If anyone's freaking out, looks nervous, that's when the wailing starts.
Don't sit next
Stop
to you.
Stop the plane!
Don't sit next to you. I had a friend come around last night.
Yes.
And she split up recently
yeah.
with her partner.
Right.
And she came over and she was really upset. Aww. She was crying her eyes out. And I was yeah. going, what's wrong? What's wrong? And
you'd be the perfect person to actually deal with that kind of craziness.
She showed me a photo of her ex's new girlfriend.
No.
And she was obsessing over it. Oh, my God, she's really good looking.
Oh,
she's stunning. I'm so ugly compared to her. And she was obsessed. And then
she?
Then she turned. She goes,
was she, though?
She's, well...
Imagine you said, yeah, you are.
She's not. She's a beautiful person.
You dumped you because you're not really that good looking. Look at this new bird.
She was really, really upset
that's
about
terrible.
Her. But then she started getting stuck into her and she started going, oh, she's a real bitch. I can just tell. And I thought to myself, why are you so obsessed
yeah.
with...
Because it's human inclination, it's human behaviour to instantly compare yourself.
But her partner,
you know what I mean?
Her ex,
like
was
she got dumped for this chick.
Her ex was really nasty.
Mm.
Like he was so horrible to
yeah.
her. So she's taken the focus off him, put it on the poor
yeah.
new partner.
You tend to do that, don't
Which
you? I've never done that though.
No,
have
neither
you?
Have I. No, I couldn't care less about them.
I couldn't care about the partner. In fact, I always visualise the partner to be really lovely.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Because they've been sucked in.
Yeah, and the anger stays with the ex. It never ever goes on to the new partner.
Me
at
too.
All.
And I kind of reckon it's a bit unfair.
Yeah.
On the new, but like I hate it if someone came and interfered in my relationship as well. I'd be like, piss off.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do. That to someone. So, no, I don't. But anyway, she was fine by the end of it.
Yeah, is she wanting to take
well,
out...
Well, any... she said to me, I'm going to get my revenge.
Oh.
I'm going to no, just let her go.
Yeah,
there's
I bet
no
we've
need
all
to.
Thought about... I bet we've all fantasised about sweet revenge, haven't we?
Fantasised, yeah.
Yeah.
Whether you act on it's another thing.
Yeah, I always have sweet revenge of me walking down the
What's your sweet revenge?
In my bikinis. Oh, no, actually, my mankini is looking really gorgeous and going, look what you're missing out on, and then just diving into the seawater.
Well, I at my massage the other day, my masseur, she split up with her boyfriend.
Yeah. That's karma.
She split up with her boyfriend. And she was saying she's going to go out. She was going to go out this Friday night. And she's like, I'm going to make myself look so hot.
Oh, that's
that
so funny.
That he won't be able to refuse.
Oh, that's cute.
I mean, would you do that?
No, of course not. But we're all guilty of that. Again, it's about comparing yourself and feeling validated and valued and wanting to be loved. But, hey, I had a customer come in the other day. Mm. I've never heard of this. Now, she made me giggle a little bit because she's, you know, she's not over her ex at all, right? And it's been a bit of a while, okay? And she was talking me through it. But she said to me, she goes, I did something that I'm really proud of and stuff him. And I'm what have you done?
Did she get revenge?
She got her sweet little revenge. She sent her ex a glitter bomb.
A glitter bomb? What's a glitter
bomb? Sent him a glitter bomb. So basically, you send, it's an envelope, right? And it's filled with glitter. So the person that's receiving it is thinking it's a letter or a card or whatever it is. Now, imagine you're sitting in your office and you open up this envelope and glitter just pours out of it. Now, it would go all over your computer. It'd be horrible. So now, it is sweet revenge, and I did have a giggle at it.
It's not nasty, though, is it?
Well, it can be. Glitter is a horrible thing. Mm. You can't get it out of anything.
Yeah, true.
Think about that.
True.
So, but it's not that sweet for me because I'd want a video.
You want to see it.
I'd want to be able to see my ex open up that glitter bomb. So it's, for me, it's not enough.
And how much glitter can you put in an envelope?
Yeah. Well,
really?
It costs about $10 for the service.
You can order them.
You can order these.
Oh, so this is a service.
This is a service. And it costs about $10, right? No more than that. And they take care of it, you know? So.
Okay, let's test it.
But I'd add to the service and say, put in a little GoPro or a camera. I want to see the expression.
Or a drone.
So I wouldn't be satisfied with that. Would you?
No, you just assume because they may not open it. They might detect it from you. I'm going to order one. I'm going to send it to my ex.
Hang on, listen, are you full of crap?
What do you mean am I full of crap?
You've got this gunner disease, right? I'm gunner this, I'm gunner that, I'm gunner this, I'm gunner that. And last week the flavour was yoga, hot yoga. Have you been or what?
I've been.
You've been?
I've been.
Are you sure you've been?
When it was 33 degrees outside, right. I've done two classes so far.
Right.
I was in a 40-plus degree room
you are
doing
kidding.
Yoga.
So you've already done it twice?
I've done it twice.
Oh, my God.
2 days in a row.
Talk us through it.
And I'm going to do it today again.
So what do you – okay, talk us through it. What do you have to wear? I mean, do you go in there naked or just in your undies because it's, like, really hot?
Well,
like,
I went in wearing – I was wearing shorts and a T-shirt. Yeah, it's just my gym stuff.
Yep.
And you walk in, you put your yoga mat down. You've got to put a big towel out on your yoga mat.
Right.
Which makes sense because at the end of the session that towel was dripping.
Wow. Yeah,
as was I.
Right.
But people – and I walked in and one lady walked in with her bikinis on.
Right. That would be me. Yeah.
But others were dressed in T-shirts and things. But there were guys there and they just wear their shorts.
So topless.
Topless.
Oh, wow.
Topless.
So I'm just having a visual of sweat dripping off their chests.
It was. Mm. It was dripping off their chest.
Right.
But I walked in and I thought, oh, you know, actually, you know what, it's okay in here. I can breathe.
Mm.
It's not too bad. And then the door shut.
Oh, my God.
And the instructor came in. He was very good.
Did he have his top on or off?
He had his top. He was just wearing a pair of Speedos.
Right.
And I felt a bit surreal because I'm used to yoga being quite, you know, you're spiritual, there's candles,
yes,
there's whatever.
No candles
there was none of that. It was really hard
imagine
work.
Candles adding that to the heat. You literally would feel like you're on fire.
And they turned the lights on, it was so bright, it was just really uncomfortable.
This sounds like a nightmare.
So I started doing the exercise, and I actually was really pleased with myself. I did most of the poses.
Wow, so like your head on your head?
I mean, my head was on my head.
No, like your foot on your head, that kind of, is it that extreme?
Yeah, and you can do degrees, so you don't have to go to that extent. But I had a woman in front of me, and I was watching her, and I knew she could see me in the mirror watching her, and, you know, she's sticking her bum out and all that. And I was like, no, I'm just learning from you.
Oh, my God, she was getting off she was getting off on you getting off
she
on her.
She thought, but I wasn't.
That's
hilarious. So I made it quite clear that I was new.
What did you do, throw something out?
After about 15 minutes in it, I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
Wow.
I thought I was going to die. It was so claustrophobic.
Oh.
And so hot, and the breathing became really difficult as well. And I could see, so my feet are on the towel. I lifted one foot up to do one pose and I could see drips of water coming off my toes. That's how, how much sweat was coming off.
Wow. Imagine though your metabolism and the calories you would have been burning.
Well, they said that it really is good for your metabolism. And the instructor said, look, Warren, the thing to do is to just, if you can't do it, just sit down, is to try and acclimatise to the heat.
Right.
So, I stayed for the whole 90 minutes in that room.
Wow, I'm so proud of
there
you.
There was a time where I thought, oh, my goodness, I think I'm going to panic. I've got to run out that door.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I just sat down and I breathed. But I got through. And the second time, I managed to do all the poses nonstop.
Wow, you're going to end up being like this. Hot yoga guru.
At the end of it, I was so exhausted.
Yeah, you would have been.
I drank, I reckon, 2 litres of water during the whole thing.
Who introduced you to this? Because it's like you're obsessed with it now.
Well, a friend took me to a workshop a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I went there and I really liked it. That was sort of like warm yoga.
Yes.
But the one near me is this really hot Bikram thing. That
this
I did.
Like coal oven.
But afterwards, Anastasia, I felt amazing.
Yeah, right.
Really good. And I've had sort of a muscle injury from doing chin-ups at the gym, and it was gone.
Wow.
And I've been having massages and all sorts of things to get rid of it. At the end of this yoga session, I had no pain
whatsoever. Look, your nose. What? Your nose has lost weight.
Has it?
Yeah, like I've noticed that you don't look as bloated today, so you look good.
Don't look as bloated.
Yeah, like you've got a little pin nose
but
now.
My appetite's gone through the roof. So yes, I did do it.
Yes.
I'm not full of crap, as you said.
Congratulations.
And I'm going to keep doing it.
You followed through.
I've given myself a month. I'm going to try and do it every day for a month.
Every day for a month?
Yep, and do it.
Wow.
And I'll let you know what the benefits are at the end of it.
Oh, my God. I'm so inspired by you.
I hope you can do it. Yeah, I reckon you'd love it.
I can't even do yoga, let alone Bikram.
Why don't you try? You come with me.
Imagine me.
Come with me. I'll
Maybe
show you.
What will I wear? Mankini.
Well, you can just wear a t-shirt and
or
shorts.
Or I could wear my bikini.
You could wear that too. Amazon's launching this week.
Oh, my God.
In Australia? Yep. So
no way.
At the moment, if you go to their website, you can only buy, I think it's movies and
detergent.
Music. But detergent.
Deodorant.
But they are opening their store, which is... there's
here in Australia, they're opening up a store here in
Australia.
Well,
an online store.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
And it's going to shake up it's forecast to shake up the whole retail industry.
Wow.
With things. So it'll be interesting to see what they sell.
Mm.
And apparently it's going to be allowed to sell Australian-made products, which will be good as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they're under fire for their UK store because they're selling... shock pads for pets.
Shock pads.
Shock pads. So they're pads. They're like a blanket.
Right.
Right. And they're used to train animals not to jump onto furniture, but they train them by shocking them.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No. So
this is abuse.
Each device has 3 voltage settings.
Do you know what? I'm getting really upset.
If a dog or cat were to jump on it, they'd receive a 3-second static electric shock. And despite the company branding the mat as harmless, a charity has said that there is no doubt that pets will experience pain, fear and stress when using the equipment.
No, just electrocution.
Hope they're not selling that on their store here. But that certainly they're selling in the UK. In fact, they've reduced them this week. They're on sale.
I think that's absolutely absurd.
How horrible is that?
Absolutely.
You know,
would you do that to a little baby?
No.
Or would you do that to a little toddler?
No.
Yeah.
Wouldn't do
but
it.
But it's okay for us to do it to the
animals. I think it's terrible. There's no way I would do that.
There's other disciplinary measures, I'm sure of it.
Exactly.
Go to your room.
Just use a treat to train your pet not to jump onto
Does Fuzzy jump on your couch?
Well, he does because I let him.
Yeah.
He comes and curls up in my lap and watches TV with me or if I'm reading a book.
Yeah.
But shock mats.
I think, and that would only be for, leather couches, really.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be for fabric couches. So maybe don't buy a leather couch.
No, you could have fun with some people, though. Come over, have a seat.
Oh, my God, sweet revenge. That's what you do to your ex. Come over tonight.
Lie down on the couch. I had a friend ages ago, he was going through a really tough time. A long time ago, and he wanted to borrow some money, and I knew what he wanted it for. And I said no, and he got upset with me, and he hit me.
I beg your pardon?
Yep, he did.
He hit you.
He hit me
in your home.
Yep, absolutely.
Where?
And in my home.
No, but like he hit you.
Yeah,
on your
he
arm
just went. No,
face.
He just punched me. So I asked him to leave, and I said, okay, you know what? I was calm, and I said, please leave. So this was a little while ago.
Mate, I wish I was as calm as you.
He came over.
I into a punch on with him.
No, well, I thought, no.
No, I'm saying.
No, he was in a bad place.
But if I got a whack, an unexpected whack, mate, I would have just gone,
So I said, okay, you know what? Like, I think we'll give our friendship a break? Rest for now.
Or a review.
He came over this week and apologised.
Wow.
And he said, I'm really sorry for what I did. I was in a terrible place and I behaved badly and I'm sorry that I did that. And I said, okay, thank you for doing it. You know what was interesting, though?
Mm.
Fuzzy was growling. Like, just looked at him and there was a grrr. And he never does. He's not a vicious dog at all.
No, I've never seen him be vicious at all.
At all. And then he stood behind my legs.
Oh.
And he took an instant dislike.
Well, do you blame
to this guy? And he was there when the original incident happened.
I don't like this guy already.
No. Well, I'm not going to resume a friendship because I thought, you know what?
Yeah.
That's the way he behaves. But it's interesting because a new study has shown that a dog can sense when someone isn't very nice to their owner. So this is true. This is what happened. And they remember it.
Of course they remember it.
Yeah. So anyone who's mean.
You know what's really interesting about, as you say that? Why we all assume that dogs don't have feelings or aren't super intelligent. Why do we assume that?
Exactly.
Because they can't talk.
Exactly.
They're talking by barking.
Exactly. So it was a neuroscience and behavioural reviews study and it showed that dogs can be forgiving of ignorance but not straight up rudeness or meanness.
Oh, wow.
So how's that? It's proven. We've proven. The
there
study
you go.
Is correct.
I'm going to come over and knock your block off and see if Fuzzy reacts.
This week a friend of mine wanted to catch up for a coffee and she was really, hey, I haven't seen you in ages, miss you. Would love to catch up. Oh, yeah, she's right. I haven't seen her. So I met her for a coffee. Like, by the time I travelled there, it was at least half an hour away.
Yep.
You know, spent a bit of time there. And I got there and we was talking about, you know, just life in general, what's been happening in that, happening. And then she started saying, oh, look, I'm selling these cleaning products. And basically she just wanted to see me so that I could buy products, cleaning products. And I don't know.
Do you know why it's not sitting well with you? I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because when you got the message, I miss you, what have you been up to, this and that, there was no – she wasn't being direct about it. It was like, I miss you. So you genuinely, you know, went and visited her because you thought, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, cool. I'd love to see you. Yeah. We haven't seen each other for a while. And then as soon as you got there, you got the sales kit. Like, she was selling you something.
Well, I got a bit of a sort of – and maybe she was being authentic, but,
crap-ola.
A little bit of conversation about how are you and what are you up to all that. But then it was straight to this thing and then wouldn't shut up about them and then said, I'll follow up with you and see if you want them. And I could feel myself getting – annoyed when we were talking. I was thinking, you dragged me over here thinking that we were just going to have a nice catch-up with each other, like we have in the past.
Yep.
But all you wanted to do
was sell me
cleaning products.
Yeah.
And I'm not interested in – I don't like friendships where they try and sell me things. I think it crosses a line.
And also, you probably felt that there was an agenda.
There was an agenda to it.
So as soon as you sat down with her, I had a couple of sips of your coffee before you knew you were buying cleaning products.
And
it's that inauthentic.
It's inauthentic friendships. And that's what I didn't like about it. There was an agenda there.
What can I take from you? Now, maybe, listeners, okay, maybe I'm sounding a little bit dramatic here, but I've known you for quite a while, Warren, and you are all about connecting with people on an authentic level.
So yeah, I love it.
And I also think you picked up on her energy and that's why you're furious about it.
I'm disappointed, I think, more than anything, really disappointed because I sort of felt a bit cheated and thought, oh, wow, I thought you wanted to spend time with me and hang out.
Yeah.
And I wasted a couple of hours by the time I got there and back and I could have been working or doing other things. I thought, what a waste of time.
Now, the big question, did you buy any of my
products? I didn't buy anything at all, but I got follow-up messages saying, hey, you know, and I'll check with you in a few days to see if you want to buy them. And it's just not sitting with me.
Hey, now, you know what's really interesting? I think when you come out of relationships, especially bad relationships or any kind of breakup, it forces you to reevaluate your life.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? And it makes you start thinking about how can I improve my life because you're in so much pain and heartache, right? And I've noticed with you of late, you came out of a relationship about 3 months ago, and what I've noticed is the first month you spent grieving and then the next 2 months have been all about self-development and taking care of yourself. Now you've become a Bikram yoga guru and you're doing all this stuff and taking care of yourself and you're doing your personal bests at gym and now you're even doing meditation. Well, actually, you've been doing meditation.
That's been going on. That was going
that's
on
been
for
going
a while.
On for a while. So hey, you've been sticking to that, have you?
Yeah,
you
I went this week.
Did you go on Tuesday?
I went this week, but you know, some days I'm really good at it. Other days I'm not. So There's a different instructor that takes it every week.
Oh, okay.
So it's a gay meditation group.
Yep, okay.
And this week we had a guy. He's very good at what he does.
Right.
And we had to...
Do you have to be gay to go to the meditation group?
No, I think it just welcomes...
So there's no stamp there or...
No, there's no scanner that detects as you walk through.
Beep. You don't have to go through a series of questions, no?
No, not at all. No. You just go.
Yep.
Anyone who's friendly and comfortable can go. It's really good, actually. It's one of the best things I've done. I'd encourage anyone to do it.
Yes.
But this week, the instructor who was taking it was doing some technique. I don't know what the technique was called, but you had to put your mouth into the shape like a fish mouth.
Right.
And you had to make these sounds as you were doing it, and everyone was doing it. Now, I could hear my friend Brett beside me doing it, and I got the giggles. And then the guy on the other side was doing it too, and I
got... I would piss myself.
So everyone's in this... They're all very serious, and I was just doing the fish mouth without any noise coming out because I just could not stop
Well, do they
laughing.
Even make noise? Do fish even make noise?
No, they don't. Like, you weren't a fish, but you were
probably
doing...
the only real fish there.
And then, of course, that we were doing a visualization, and someone in the room was snoring so loud that I couldn't relax. So sometimes the meditation's good, but this week it didn't work for me at all.
Do you know why I think this meditation can be a little bit, I don't know, you can lie down with this meditation, can't you?
You can sit, you can lie, you can
do whatever you want. Well, there you go. Look, if you ask me to lie down, if I've got the option of
lying
down,
would you snore?
I'd be sleeping the whole time. I'd wake up and go, oh, that was lovely.
And I'm trying to visualise, you know, I think we were visualising a tree, and I'm trying to visualise my tree, and there'd be this, my goodness. And it was getting, and I thought, he's going to quieten down, but it was getting louder and louder and louder.
I actually don't think, honestly, you shouldn't be allowed to lie down, because I think the moment they say you're okay, it gives you the ticket to go to bed, because I'd be going to bed.
But the thing that got me is he said, we're going to count back to five, and that's when you'll wake up. And he counted to five, and the snoring just stopped.
Oh, that's so...
Why didn't
just
you do that earlier?
Just having a visual of you, though, being a fish.
But in all seriousness, it was a really good technique. It's just, I got the giggles. I don't know why.
Yeah, have you noticed any benefits with yourself through the meditation?
Yeah, like, I get to work with you.
Do you concentrate better? Are you focused more? Yeah. Do you feel happier? Or
I find that it takes, for that time that you're there, you're not focusing on anything else.
Yeah, right. So it gets rid of that loop.
Yeah, and you get to acknowledge thoughts as just being thoughts.
And then do you go back to being crazy?
Straight away. As soon as I walk out the door, that's it.
Hey, darling, a historic day yesterday. Bill passes for a sister dying in the upper house.
Yes, I saw that.
It's going to be effective in 2019. And Victoria will be the first Australian state to legalise such a scheme, which is scheduled to begin, I already just said that, June 2019.
So I understand it's going to give terminally ill Victorians in intolerable pain and with less than 6 months to live the right to ask to end their lives.
Yes, and the timeframe will be extended to 12 months for people with neurodegenerative diseases such as motor neurone disease.
What do you think?
I think it's a massive relief for most people. I'm all for it, especially if you're suffering so much.
Yeah, I agree. I notice it's really, really polarising though, isn't it? There's people who are so against it and then there are people who are for it. I think it's great. I mean, you know, we all know people who've suffered.
Absolutely.
And that horrible time when they're in their palliative care can be just so awful and painful to watch.
Absolutely.
And their wishes. Because I'm all for it as well. I think it's great.
I think it's really, really
good.
And
we're the first state to be able to do it as well.
Yes. How good is that?
Yeah, really good.
And you know what? I mean, if you were suffering and going through something and you needed someone to pull the plug, I'd be happy to do it.
I don't know what to say to that.
I'd be honoured if you asked me. If it was 6 months or 12 months, you
leave
know what
the
I mean?
Plug
I don't want
in.
You to suffer anymore.
Andy, our podcaster, has just dropped in. He said it's our 50th podcast.
Today.
So happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks, darling.
And thanks, Andy, for doing such a good job.
50 shows with you. My God.
It's been more than 50. We just only started podcasting recently.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you do want a podcast, you can go to joy.org.au or you can go to iTunes, hit subscribe, and you'll never miss an episode.
Why would you want to miss an episode?
Absolutely.
See, I saw the bold and beautiful.
Absolutely. Now, we're back tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow morning. I can't wait.
Don't forget.
More sleep in.
You can also go to our Facebook page. What do you say?
Anastasia and Warren, lick us and like us.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.